Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name.
Thank you for joining us on this special Tuesday evening of Solutions Radio Show Ministry and the part of Fresh Aroma International Ministry celebrating 12 years of God's faithfulness and goodness. And we thank you for wherever you are listening us from on the West Coast. It's 5 p.m. It's 8 p.m. right now in New York and 7 in Central Standard Time, Dallas, Texas. I believe it's in the AMs in the most parts of the world, in Zambia and Western Australia, where it's 7 in the morning, if you're listening us to there, from that part of the world. Thank you for joining us as we shall be talking to Prophetess Mwaka Twagirayesu with our guest speakers who are coming to the 12th Annual Spring Prophetic Conference, and I'll be sitting in the host chair here on this Tuesday evening on the behalf of Prophetess Mwaka, since she is one of our guests this evening. My name is Nathan Nkama, and thank you for joining us. We are excited down here in Dallas as we're looking forward to this great visitation of the Lord and the coming of the apostolic team, as Prophetess Mwaka put it on social media. And we are excited to hear from God and what He has laid on His servant's heart. Okay, it's Tuesday, and let me welcome our guest, our hosting guest, founder and president of Fresh Aroma International Ministries, joining us. I don't know whether she's in Irving or McKinney, but she's going to tell us which part of the state of Texas she's in. Prophetess Mwaka, good evening. Welcome to Special Solutions Radio Show. And how is your heartbeat this evening?
Thank you so much, my brother, Pastor Nathan. I'm excited. I'm in the house of the Lord. We are here cleaning up and making it beautiful because God's Amen. Temple must be beautiful. So I'm excited. I'm on fire. I'm charged up, strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Thank you so much for this great and tremendous media opportunity to share with the world what God is doing in Irving, Texas.
Amen. We praise God for that word. It's good to know that you are charged up, you are excited, because some people at this stage of the conference will be having a gloomy face, but that's not who you are. We know you not to be like that. Woman of God, we shall be acknowledging our special guests who are from the state of Washington, Seattle, and probably California. I believe we have our guest speakers from Zambia who have arrived. We shall immediately call in. We shall be acknowledging them. But I want you to start off and with us just by sharing the heart of God on your heart. 12 years of Fresh Aroma, Prophetess Mwaka. What a milestone. What a milestone.
Pastor, it is truly by the grace of God, because, you know, often when I begin to preach, I always give my testimony of how I used to be a very shy and quiet pastor's wife, and nobody believes it, but really I was. So God called me when I was already serving but supporting my husband, Apostle Darius. He was very much in the forefront, and I gladly, willingly, you know, supported him, but I was in the background. But it was during a wilderness time in our lives when we were praying and fasting, and I was really crying out to the Lord. This was 12 years ago that I had a supernatural encounter with the Almighty God, which radically altered my life and radically changed my life. And that is how Fresh Aroma International Ministry was born. You know, and this is why when people are going through a difficult time, because I've been there, and I always say, you know, just hold on. God is always birth giants in the tough places. You know, we're very quick to want to jump out of the fire and, you know, jump out of the wilderness experience. But I've come to realize in those moments of testing, the Lord speaks to us, the Lord ministers to us, and the Lord transforms us.
Amen. Amen. We praise God for that word. And I mean, I know, Prophet Smaka, that when you do this prophetic gatherings, you don't just, you know, put things together and just do it for the sake of doing it. What is the heartbeat of this year's conference? How are things looking like? And what are some of the special features that you'd like to highlight for us?
Well, first of all, I believe God deserves the very best. You know, when Solomon was building the temple, I love what he said. He said, the house of God must be magnificent. He used the word magnificent. And of course, Pastor Nathan, you know that my favorite verse in the Bible is Daniel 6:3, that Daniel was chosen because of a spirit of excellence. And we, the people of God, must really lead when it comes to excellence and class and just doing things well. So even when we do this annual gathering, and especially because it's once a year in Dallas, and it's the Lord who laid it on my heart. It's not that, you know, I just woke up and said, oh, wow, nice, let's gather people. No, it is a mandate from the Lord. It was part of the mandate when he called me 12 years ago that every spring I gather God's people together. And when I look back really over the last 12 years, I see God's faithfulness and God's blueprint, and it's been very humbling just to see the Lord touching people. And so when we gather together, as we will be gathering this week starting Thursday, Jesus must take center stage, because it is definitely all about him. I was not looking to start a ministry. My hands were already full, you know, when God called me. And so Jesus must be take center stage. You know, the Bible says when we lift up the name of the Lord, he will draw all men unto himself. And this is a gathering of partners, of sons and daughters, men and women of God whom we have known over the years, whom we network with. And in that corporate anointing, you know, when people's faith is high, I'm telling you, great miracles happen, mighty signs and wonders happening. And I am so grateful for even the speakers that the Lord has chosen, and know that they have an apostolic word for the body of Christ. 12, as you know, is the number of government. It is the number of order. It is the number of divine alignment. It's also the number of perfection and completion. And in fact, the Lord said, change it, call it a summit, not a conference. You see, a conference is just a gathering, but a summit is actually a gathering of heads of state. And I believe in this 12th year, God is giving us grace to be able to talk to kings and queens with boldness, just like Elijah did. I believe we, the servants of God, we have a word for the nations. We have a word for governmental leaders. Someone like Apostle Kunda, in his meetings, you'll find always a lot of government officials. When things are happening in Zambia, they always call upon him to say something. And to me, that really just, I rejoice in my heart, because when secular people can begin to call upon men and women of God to say, look, we need direction, we need guidance, what is the Lord saying? This is the season that we are in, Pastor Nathan.
Amen. We praise God. For those that are listening in, you are listening to our Tuesday evening special feature of 12 years of Fresh Aroma International Ministries. And this year, actually this week, beginning Thursday, April 14th, will be gathering of 12th annual Spring Prophetic Summit, as Prophet Esmuaka has clearly pointed out. So please, for those of you that would like to get information about the conference, you can go to the website. It's fresharomaministry.org, fresharomaministry.org, or you can call 314-814-4601. It's not too late. You can still join us for this conference. It's taking place in Irving, Texas, the great state of Texas, and we have a great lineup of speakers here. We'll soon be introducing some of them here. I can see some of the servants of the Lord have already called in, and they'll be sharing their heart concerning this summit. Prophet Esmuaka, before we introduce our guest speakers and try to talk about other things, just give us a brief breakdown of what those attending this summit should expect.
Well, those who are attending, expect God to meet you. We've put in a lot of prayer and fasting and preparation and working very hard. You know me, Pastor Nathan, I'm a very hardworking woman, and I love excellence. So they're going to walk into a very beautiful sanctuary. The worshipers have been rehearsing since January, you can imagine, and it's worshipers from different churches, because Fresh Aroma is called to the body of Christ, and it is the best worship leaders. So the worship is going to be absolutely phenomenal. The apostles who are ministering are the very best, I believe, in our generation, in their different spheres, like Apostle Helen from Seattle. She is a powerhouse for the Lord. And of course, Bishop Banda, he's such a preaching machine full of the Holy Ghost. And Apostle Kunda is just an outstanding servant of God. And Prophetess Morgan, I believe all of us together, the Lord has anointed us for this 12th year. And again, as I said earlier, 12 is a very significant year for the Lord. You know, God, everything he does, he's a God of purpose and design. So 12, I believe God will be aligning everything in order. This is the season where God's people, like the sons of Issachar, must understand what to do. It is a season of action. It is a season of movement. The waters are being stirred. It's not a season to be idle. It's an apostolic year that God is sending us to the nations. There's also a tremendous shift taking place. And so we're going to see churches being planted all over and people moving drastically. You know, sometimes people get very familiar with servants of God, but please be careful, because, you know, where you're familiar in one place, God will send them elsewhere where they're celebrated and honored and people are willing to tap into that grace. So the 4 days is going to be, I know, absolutely phenomenal. The Spirit of God has anointed his servants. There is a word from the Lord, and I know no life will remain the same, to the glory of our God.
Amen. One important component or aspect to this this year's summit, Prophet Esmuaka, just something important that I believe you need to highlight is, could you please just talk to us about the breakfast, the leadership breakfast on Saturday morning?
Sure. First of all, our theme for this entire summit is from Luke 1:45, which declares, "Blessed is she who believed, for there shall be a performance of those things that were spoken of the Lord. So it is a season where God is fulfilling his word in the lives of his people. He's manifesting his word. I'm literally walking in the many prophecies that I received years ago. I'm walking in them. One of the highlights is our prophetic breakfast, and we're calling it a leadership breakfast because in this apostolic year, I believe we must move beyond church membership. It is time for us to raise leaders. I know people have been calling, saying, well, I'm not a leader. And I said, yes, you're a leader in your home. You're a leader in your family. You're a leader at your workplace. Every believer is a leader. This is an apostolic season. Wherever the Apostle Paul went, he left a tremendous impact. And I believe we are that generation. We will not leave people the same. So the prophetic leadership breakfast is $35 per person. Please do register on our website, fresharomaministry.org. Our prophetess Sarah Morgan from California will be bringing a powerful word. She's an apostolic prophet, a great, great servant of God. You don't want to miss that. So the whole summit is free. All the other sessions are free, but the breakfast is $35 per person. And I believe all the millionaires in Dallas, Texas, can afford that in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Well, we praise God. Well, let's go ahead and acknowledge one of the guest speakers to this year's prophetic summit. This is Apostle Helen Sadler coming out of the state of Washington, up northwest there, and she's coming. She's the founder and ministry at Into His Chambers. I hope I said that correctly. Apostle Sadler, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening to you, and it's such a blessing to be on the air. I am excited about the conference.
Excellent.
God bless
excellent.
You, mighty woman of God. We love you. We honor you. Welcome.
Thank you. I know that it's going to be a powerful conference this weekend.
Yes,
amen.
By
it
God's
is.
Grace, yes.
And we are excited and honored, Apostle Sadler, to have you with us.
Thank you.
Into Dallas and being part of this ministry. And I'll just ask you one or two questions, and probably the woman of God, Prophet Mwaka, will also like to take this conversation in a certain direction with you. Into His Chambers. Apostle Helen Sadler is stepping into Irving, Texas. What is on your heart for this summit, woman of God?
When I come into Dallas this weekend, I was listening when I got the information of the plans for this weekend and the 12th year of anniversary and the fact of the scripture of God fulfilling promises. This will let the people know that their faith is not in vain, that they believe, they trusted, they persevered, they overcome. And now is the time for the fulfillment of the promise that God has told them. And that whatever God said, it will be. Nothing can stop it when you believe. No trial, no press, nothing can stop it. And a fulfillment of the promise is the growth of the purpose. And when you fulfill that promise and grow that purpose, nothing can stop the order or the alignment of God's divine timing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Prophet is smart. I feel like we should call this summit tonight.
Apostle Helen, you're charging us up.
Amen. For those
Amen.
Listening to us out there, we thank you for joining us. Those that are listening in Europe, in Africa, I know it's late in the AMs, but we have people tuned in, woman of God here, Apostle Helen, giving us a charge. And if people want to get a heartbeat of Apostle Helen, and why should they step into this summit, woman of God? Speak to the audience there and make them understand the importance of being part of the number 12, the 12th year of Fresh Aroma.
Being a part of the 12th year, especially of the fresh aroma, it's just that. It's a fresh aroma. It's fresh wine. Mm. It's fresh presence, especially those who have been in the field, who have worked, who've been on the front line, the soldiers who won it for everybody else, who did it for everybody else, who knew what God said and did what he said. Going up in this alignment this weekend will give you a refreshing. It will give you momentum. It will give you a fresh charge, zeal. Mm. It will give you greater capacity. And this is a limitless anointing. There is nothing impossible. As a matter of fact, we promise to take you to the realm of the impossible.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, we are starting on Thursday night, April 14th, 7 p.m. at All Nations Church. And the address is 210 Heard Drive, Suite 200, Irving, Texas, 75038. If you'd like to get more information, please go to the website fresharomaministry.org. Woman of God, Apostle Helen is saying we are going to put you in alignment. I keep hearing her repeating that. We are going to put you in alignment.
Amen.
My Lord. Well, we are expecting a great move of God. And those that are listening to us, if you'd like to get more information, we encourage you to do just that. Please call us and find out more details. And please go to the website. We have a few seats remaining for the Leadership Summit on Saturday morning. It's only $35. Please do that. I'm trying to establish what numbers Bishop Banda and Bishop Masanje, Apostle Kunda and Bishop Banda are on. Bishop, are you on?
443. The area codes are 443.
All right. I think I see their numbers here. Bishop Banda, good evening.
Good evening, man of God. How are you?
We are doing fine. Welcome to the U.S., sir. For the second,
praise the Lord. Yeah, so much excitement.
Go ahead,
welcome, Bishop.
Yes, man of God, we can get you clearly now.
Excellent, Apostle Kunda. Welcome to Fresh Aroma 12th year anniversary.
Thank you so much, man of God. We are so much blessed just to be in the land of USA, where we are believing God that God would do great things in the lives of people. So we are so excited just to come to attend this great meeting where we are expecting.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Amen.
I can tell, woman of Apostle, Prophetess Mark, Apostle Helen, I can tell from the voices of these men that they are ready to go. They are ready to go.
And imagine, they just arrived. They just arrived this morning, and I requested them to come on radio. But despite the jet lag, you see how charged up and fired up they are.
I'm sure in your many travels, Apostle Helen, Prophetess Marka, you can identify, there's just something that jet lag does to you when you're about to preach. Eh?
Amen.
You know, by the way, Pastor Nathan, hold on, Pastor Nathan, before you continue with the men of God, I wanted to say, you know, because you had asked a question, what can people expect? You know, every servant of God, we release a particular impartation, and Apostle Helen, she's not just a great apostle, a great church planter, but she's also a scholar. She is an outstanding entrepreneur. I know we get many business people who are going to come. So there's that impartation for business, impartation for education. She's also called upon in the city of Seattle to do a lot of government things. So that governmental grace. So, and of course, the servants of God, Bishop Banda, Apostle Kunda, are giants in our nation, Zambia. So you can just imagine the combination of all of us, the impartation that is going to be released. So please, people, don't miss. We start Thursday night with Apostle Helen, 7 p.m. It is free.
Amen.
Right in the heart of Dallas, Texas, in Irving. Don't miss this kind of moment.
Amen. We praise God. We praise God for that. All right. I, at times this technology, we tend to face these challenges, but the men of God, the numbers keep dropping and coming up. And I was just about to ask Apostle Helen a question, and the number dropped, but it is all good. All those listening to us, we are excited that you are also excited about joining us for the 12th Annual Prophetic Summit. It is going to be in Irving, Texas. As the woman of God has said, please, we urge you, we charge you, make your way to Irving, Texas. This coming Thursday is the opening night, and we're looking forward to God's great visitation. Let me start with our guest men who have joined us. Bishop Banda, I'll get to you later, because I know when you start, the whole thing will go on fire. We are not yet ready to get bent down. Let me go to Apostle Kunda. Apostle, welcome to the States. Apostle Christopher Kunda is the founder, senior pastor, and presiding bishop at the Presence of God Ministries International from Lusaka, Zambia. Apostle, what is your heartbeat coming into this 12th prophetic summit of Fresh Aroma International Ministries?
First of all, I'm so grateful to God to know what God is doing and to be one of the speakers in this great summit that will take place on Thursday. One thing that I believe that there is something that God wants to do in our lives on each and every one of us who passed in this meeting, because God wants to transform our lives. When we talk about the transformation of our lives, it's where we can see shifting in our lives. There are many people who are living in this world. They are living the life of struggle. There are many people who are living in this life. There is a giant that they are fighting in their life that they cannot overcome. But we're coming with the number of 12, the number of government, it will be the moment that God will be releasing the authority, the power to change the world. And I believe as men and women in this world, where people, they have compromised, this is the time that God wants to raise the remnants, men and women that can touch the world, men and women that they can be able to see the power of God. There are people right now, maybe who are listening, some of them, they have issues of sickness in their life. The healer will be in that place, that particular day. So that's why we are talking to people who are listening right now. This is the time they need to connect themselves to this summit that will be taking place in Dallas, where everyone can say, I want to be in this meeting, and I want to assure people who have issues, come and experience the power and the glory of God, because the yoke shall be broken, but they shall be lifted, the reason of the anointing. So we are asking the people of God, we want them to hear from them, to call and to book, to say, I'll be in attendance in this meeting, because God wants to do great and mighty things in their lives. So as myself, I am so much blessed just to come all the way from Zambia, just to be in attendance in this meeting. And I want to say to somebody who is listening right now, invite somebody to come to this meeting. There are people who are moving in this world, but the inside they are breathing, they have issues, secrets, struggles in their life. But God wants to lift that burden. God wants to transform the life of somebody as the number 12. It's the number of government. It's a number of authority. It's a number of change. It's a number of disciples. I want to assure somebody that they need to come to the meeting, this meeting where God will be doing great and mighty things, exploits will be happening. There are people who are in business, but in their business they are struggling. The anointing of God will bring change to their lives.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah.
Mm. Glory to Jesus.
Praise God. Did you want to add on something, Prophetess Mwaka, or ask Apostle Kunda a question,
no,
or just for him to...
No, I cannot add. The servant of God has said it all. It's like we have already started. Let's just say we have begun, because
Amen.
I know somebody was blessed just by the word of the Lord he released.
Praise God. We are grateful to the Lord, Apostle Kunda, for your timely coming and your timely visitation, and that which you are carrying in your heart, man of God. We are ready for us. For it, before I go to Bishop Banda, could you just also speak to the people listening out there the significance of what the Lord has imparted upon your heart, and for them to connect directly in this summit, Apostle Kunda?
Thank you so much. I think recently God has been revealing great things. This is the time that God wants to release the spirit of revival and to rekindle his people, that we may be able to experience the power of God. Look at what is happening in this world, the increase of wickedness and other things that are happening, but the scripture says the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. This is the time. The church where we need to rise in all sectors of our life, because God wants to do great things in our lives. The Bible says the people who know their God, they shall be strong and they will do mighty exploits. That's why we are inviting people to come to this meeting, whatsoever that they are carrying in their life, especially believers who want to experience the glory of God. They have faced the stagnation in their life. I want to say to somebody that God has laid this upon my spirit, that everyone who come to the meeting, they'll be able to experience the move of God in their life. Maybe somebody has told him that you cannot make it, you can't move forward. But I want to say to somebody that failure shall be the story of the past, because God wants to do great and mighty things. That's why the word of God says, go unto me and I'll answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things, and what you knoweth not. People of God, if you want to see something that you have never seen in your life, we are encouraging you to come to this great meeting, to be in attendance, because God wants to change your life. Maybe somebody who's sick, you are listening right now, you have cancer in your life, any sickness that you are carrying, we are saying to you, God is the healer. God is the healer. And I am seeing that in this meeting, God will do exploits. There'll be the move of God. There'll be the impartation of the authority of God, of the power of God. So everyone who is getting us, please be in attendance while you can come just to Dallas, because the glory of God and the power of
Hallelujah.
God will be able to see the move of God. And I believe that we are being anointed in this hour. In this
Hallelujah.
Hour, break every yoke, whatsoever, every area where the people, they have faced this failure in their life. God has told me that I will heal my people. I will deliver
Amen.
My people. I will bless my people. I will take my people to the next level. Because the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name this to the people who are listening right now. The Bible says, for his anger endureth only for the moment, and his favor is for life. Weeping endureth for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I want to prophesy to somebody that God is giving you the morning that will bring joy to your family, to your life, to your business. In everything that you do, there shall be shifting in your life. So come and attend the meeting that will be taking place in Dallas.
Glory to
Praise
God.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, man of God. You are listening to Solutions Radio Show, a ministry which is part of Fresh Aroma International Ministries. This is a Tuesday night special, and we have Prophetess Mwaka, the founder and president of Fresh Aroma International Ministries, with our special guests who will be speaking in the 12th annual Spring Prophetic Conference. Apostle Helen Sadler joining us from Washington, D.C., Bishop Masanja Banda and Apostle Kumbalia in President Obama's neighborhood, heading to Dallas, Texas. If you wish to join us, please, the conference or the summit begins this Thursday at 7 p.m. in Irving, Texas, April 14th, and we shall end on Sunday night. We have a leadership summit on Saturday morning. The price for registration is only $35. The rest of the sessions, we need to emphasize, are free, but the leadership summit on Saturday morning is $35 with Pastor Sarah Morgan. Bishop Banda, this is your second year at Fresh Aroma. Bishop Banda is the presiding bishop at Fountain of Grace Bible Churches across Zambia and the United States. Man of God, welcome. Welcome.
Amen. Thank you very much, man of God. So much excited to come to the 12-year prophetic annual conference there in Dallas. That's where heaven now has marked the date on the calendar, the 14th, the 15th, 16th, 17th. These dates, God has marked them to release a miracle in the life of someone.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Fountain of Grace. A fountain is a spring, Bishop, where water is springing out. Bishop Banda is going to step into fresh aroma, into that atmosphere with this fountain. What is springing out of your heart, man of God?
Amen. Hallelujah. Of course, this is a wonderful moment that God wants to change the lives of his people and put them on a roller coaster ride, on a conveyor belt from struggle to significance. I believe in this prophetic conference, every man and woman, maybe your dream, the devil just stopped it. You are like a vehicle that has slowed down and can never start. There is a time that we speak that this meeting will be a jump start. We are going to jump start every dream, every man and every woman the devil has stored down. This 12th annual prophetic conference is just in the heart of God, because the number 12 is made out of two prophetic numbers, 7 and then 5. 7 plus 5 is 12. 7 is a sabbatical number, and then 5 is a number of grace. I believe God is going to move in the life of somebody that is hearing me right now. Wherever you are hearing, all roads are leading to Dallas. It's your time to come and get your miracle. Every time when God wants to move and open a new dispensation, he will always raise a prophet. And I believe that the servants of God, we are carrying the balm of Gilead. We are carrying the breath of life to a dead world. Whoever in life is about to give up, those that are living in the mundane, oblivion, in the forgetfulness, the time to bring you in the front row bench is now. We are geared, we are carrying the fire of God to jumpstart your engine, to jumpstart your business. We are living in the days of the Laodicean church. Jesus spoke to the angel of the church in Laodicea. He said, thus says the Lord, him that is faithful and the true witness, I know thy works, that you are neither cold nor hot. Because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. We are living in a time much more. America is like the church has become lukewarm, and this convocation, this 12 prophetic anointing and wonderful conference is going to release anointing that shall heat you, that shall put you on fire, that you will move from being lukewarm to the place where you become hot. The devil can never handle you any longer because you are getting hot. I know somebody is hearing me. Come and expect, we shall jump start your life. You will no longer be lukewarm. You will no longer be in mediocre. God will move you from mediocrity to significance. I believe I'm speaking to somebody. There are about 50 people listening to me right now. Your lives is in a mess. You're in a pandemonium. You're in a melancholy. Your life is completely has been dilapidated. The devil has annihilated your dream. I want to let you know, America, the time to rise up is now. The fire has come all the way from Africa, 10,000 miles. We have come to start your business, your ministry, your marriage, whatever the devil has stored. I feel it in my spirit. We are carrying the top-notch anointing that will move you and push you into your season. This is a combo of men and women of God that God has tried and tested. We have powerful guest speakers all the way from all over the world. We have Prophet Sarah Morgan. We have got Apostle Kunda. We have the other woman of God. And all these men are filled with the word of God, the Rema word. We have come to announce the Kairos time. We have come to marry your Kronos with the Kairos. And I want you to know the time gonna come around for you during these 5 days of holy convocation. By the time you enter on Thursday, you're gonna enter your labor ward. By the time you come out of the conference on Monday, you'll be calling twins. You'll be calling triplets, quadruplets, sextuplets. People will be celebrating. I am standing as a spiritual gynecologist with my spiritual stethoscope. I can pick the heartbeat of your business, the heartbeat of your ministry, the heartbeat of your marriage, your child. There are a few centimeters remaining for your baby to be birthed. There is no devil that shall miscarry your project. This is not just an ordinary gathering. It's a gathering of champions. We have come all the way from Africa prepared to jumpstart you, to break every devil. Whatever stopped your father can never stop you. Whatever stopped your mother can never stop you. I believe in this conference, every chain of bronze and brass will be broken. Your time, this will be your time, your Kairos moment, to walk in the supernatural and move out of the Laodicean church and become a church on fire. Somebody is listening to me. In my spirit, I'm picking about 30 to 40 people that are listening. Your life has been like on a halt. The devil stopped your finances. He stopped your dream. He stopped your education. He stopped things that have been moving. But I believe in these 4 days, it will be a time for supernatural intercourse. God will move in your life. He will make ordinary men receive extraordinary results. And I believe God has blessed your courage. I cannot wait for that day to prophesy, to declare, and begin to help you to push and give birth to your dream. Man of God, Pastor Nathan, we are so much excited.
Amen. 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 Before I go to Apostle Helen, Prophetess Marka, what does it mean to bring these? I'm even looking for a word. I think this word is not even in the dictionary.
Come again, man of God.
These anointings, these multiple giftings of the Lord to the body of Christ, Apostle Kunda, Bishop Banda, Apostle Helen, Pastor Morgan, Dr. Sherry, not forgetting the worshippers. Prophetess Mark, I just want you to speak to the significance of sitting under these anointed voices.
You know, Pastor Nathan, I have ministered in all their ministries. I've been to Seattle many times to Apostle Helen, and what an anointing in that place. I mean, she is a carrier of the glory of God. I've ministered at the Fountain of Grace. My God, it is a fiery place. I've ministered at the presence of God, Apostle Kunda, in the great meetings that he does. What an apostle in our generation. I've ministered in Prophetess Morgan's conference in California. So all these have been, you know, carefully selected by the Lord himself, because from last year I began praying and seeking the Lord, because I knew we were entering the 12th year as a ministry, which is very significant. And, you know, our God is a God of purpose. And he began to speak to me that it is the season of manifestation. It is the season of divine acceleration. It is the season of establishment. And it is the season of apostolic shifting. And so as I began to pray and seek the Lord and began to also interact with these servants of God, because also I believe in ministry, our connection is very, very important. I don't want to just, you know, be strangers at the pulpit and then we cannot relate with all of them. We have a special relationship with each of them. They've become such covenant co-laborers with Apostle Darius and myself. And so the anointings that are coming, as I said earlier on, there's going to be great impartation for family restoration, impartation for business, impartation for education, impartation for government. I'm really passionate. I believe we, the church, we, the leaders, must begin to speak to the kings and the queens of our nation, the presidents, and begin to bring a direction and wisdom and guidance. And this is the season we are in. And all of them have such a governmental grace. And so that's why every session is important. And we're encouraging you, listeners, come to the meeting. Attend both the day and the night, because each of these servants of God, the Lord has released fresh oil and a fresh word upon our tongues. The anointing is for you, the people of God. So as you heard Apostle Kunda saying, wherever you are struggling, wherever you are ailing, you know, Bishop Banda was saying, if your baby has not been born, maybe you've been having miscarriages, we are coming as spiritual midwives, as spiritual gynecologists, as doctors, you know, with our stethoscopes and gloves, ready to deliver that baby. That baby is your dream, your vision, your marriage, your family, whatever it is. But I believe as these anointings come together, it is going to be an explosion, a spiritual tsunami, a spiritual earthquake. You know, from the worshipers to the servants of God, it's going to be absolutely profound and phenomenal. It is a summit not to miss. That's why we call it a summit, because a summit is a gathering of governmental officials, and we are representatives of the government of heaven. Heaven is literally going to come down and release everything you need. If you need healing, it'll be there. If you need deliverance, it'll be there. Restoration, transformation, direction, wisdom, revelation, whatever you need, there's going to be a great apostolic release, a great prophetic release. Your lives will not remain the same in Jesus' mighty name.
Praise God. Before we go to Apostle Helen, I want her to address the issue of education, excelling in education and entrepreneurship as we wind up here. One of the things I've observed about the Spring Prophetic Summit, Woman of God, Apostle Prophetess Marcus, you've done them now 12 years. There is this thing about you bringing together worshippers from different groups. We have Jante, we have My Banda this year, we have Pastor Rodney, we have Apostle Sweeney, and the dynamic Brenda Ellis. Just, I want you to talk about the worship aspect of it, because I know there are some people who, all of us I know, we value, and I know how it's important this is to you, the worship aspect of the conference. I just want you to speak to this diversity also in the worship team and ministry?
Yes, thank you, Pastor Nathan. First of all, I'm a passionate worshiper. I love worship. And whenever I go to minister, you know, sometimes they're like, okay, we'll bring you in just to minister the word. I'm like, no, take me when the worship begins. Because worship is our ultimate love to the Lord. He has done so much for us that the least we can do is worship him. But the worship also changes the atmosphere. Worship prepares our heart. But in worship, great deliverance takes place. I remember when we were believing for miracle children, and when we had done all we know to do with Apostle, we had prayed, fasted, sowed seed, we just entered a season of worship and thanksgiving. And when we did that, God blessed us. And so through worship, I've received tremendous instruction. Through worship, the ministry of Fresh Aroma was born. Through worship, I received miracle children. In the midst of worship, I've found text messages, prophetess, we've deposited money on your account. So worship is so powerful. Worship is the language that heaven understands. So the worship to me is very crucial in these conferences, and I love nations, and that's why we have worshipers from Kenya, Uganda, Zimbabwe, Zambia, America, and their worship leaders from different churches and ministries, because I'm passionate about the body of Christ. I'm called to the body of Christ, not just to one church, and so I'm very deliberate when reaching out to bring in nations and, you know, to bring in the different worship ministers from different churches, because God loves unity, and when we gather together like that, you know, gathering of nations, gathering of different churches and ministries, the heavens are open and God commands the blessing. You don't want to miss these worshipers. As I said, they've been rehearsing since January. And sometimes the rehearsals have been so powerful. The power of God has literally been in our midst. I attended this last Saturday. I mean, they just could not stop because the anointing was so heavy. Praise God. Worship, I'm telling you, those of you who are listening, begin to prepare yourselves, begin to consecrate the next 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's going to be a spiritual revolution in all of our lives. Heaven is literally going to come down and forever impact us, and great destinies will be birthed, and, you know, destinies will be unlocked. I feel that there's going to be an unlocking, and limitations will be broken, restrictions will be broken, hindrances will be broken, generational curses will be broken. So make sure to come starting Thursday, April the 14th, 7 p.m., the woman of God, Apostle Helen Sadler, all the way from Seattle, is going to start us off. She is a firebrand. I always tease her that she's an African in an African-American body. She loves Africa, by the way. And this is why I love this woman of God. She has a church in Nigeria. She has a church in Louisiana. She's a tremendous apostle in our generation. We love and respect you highly, Apostle Helen, and welcome to the Pressure Rumor Prophetic Conference. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for that word, Prophetess Mwaka. And in the remaining 5 minutes, we are going to let Apostle Helen sign us off and conclude us off. Woman of God, before I let you conclude and speak a blessing on everybody listening, tuned in, these shows are recorded, they stay in iTunes or whatever tunes are out there technologically. I want you to speak to what is the significance, Apostle Helen, for the church, the people of God, to excel academically, entrepreneurship.
The time now that God is dealing with, I love what Prophetess Mwaka was talking about, diversity, because when Jesus chose the 12 disciples, He was implementing diversity, their own personalities, their own uniqueness. Academic came into view with a fall, and it became the highest standard of learning till we got back to God and got revelation. But now we got academia with revelation, which equals empowerment, which equals government, which equals structure. And so when God sends a revelation, he's sending education and demonstration, which is activation and revelation. So all of this correlates into one. It corresponds into one, and it agrees into one, because 1 plus 11 is going to always be 12. So any off balance that you have, the wholeness of God will bring the wholeness out of you. And academic help you discover what is inside of you that you didn't think you could do. Revelation begins to let you know what is inside of God and what he deposited in you. So business takes it to the world, and it says, I'm dominating the system because God gave me order. And it opens your hands to give out and to magnetize out of people what they didn't think was in them.
Praise God. Praise God. One of God, I want you to speak a blessing to the people listening out there. I want you pour out
Hallelujah.
Your heart as the Spirit of God has laid it upon your heart as we close here.
Amen. I decree and declare, coming to this conference, you're going to find yourself. You're going to recognize yourself. You're going to see the dreams that you were having was the conclusion of what Prophetess Mwaka was saying. It is a manifestation. It's a time of fulfillment. You will enlarge. You will grow. You will overcome. Mm. And like the apostle was saying, you will be healed. The demonstration of God's hand is there for you. The expression of his heart is there for you. Nothing is impossible. Because you believe, and because you believe, it is fulfilled. And we decree and declare that 2016 will catapult you to a realm that you only dreamed imaginable. It will catapult you academically. It will catapult you in the world of entrepreneurship. It will catapult your ministry, your marriage, your home, your body. What the doctors could not do, you will walk up out of that church healed and delivered. And as you eat the breakfast on that Saturday, God said you will be eating from my word, because healing will be digested along with your natural food. And so the natural and the spirit, I decree, will align, and the power
Hallelujah.
Of God will be demonstrated as his glory will be recognized.
Hallelujah. Amen. Prophetess, your final word, please, your final word, and acknowledge our guests for taking time to be with us.
Yes, let me give Bishop Banda and Apostle Kunda just 30 seconds each, just one more time. I know the listeners just want to hear just 30 seconds. First of all of you servants of God, Apostle Darius and I, appreciate you so very much taking time from your nation's busy scheduled family ministry to come be with us in Dallas, Texas. We honor you. We respect you. We are so glad to be kingdom connected to you, to
Amen.
Be partners serving the Lord together. So 30 seconds, Apostle Christopher, Bishop Banda, 30 seconds, and then I'll conclude.
Thank you so much, Prophetess. I'm so grateful for the great invitation from the you. We thank God for it's a blessing for us just to be in this great nation of America, and we are expecting God to do great things. So we are inviting people to come to this summit where God will be doing great things. Some of you need to get your prophetic word. It's a meeting to be. We'll be releasing a prophetic word that will take you to the next level. Thank you so much.
Praise God bless
God. Bishop,
you. Bishop, are you there? Bishop Banks.
Bishop. Bishop has dropped. His number has dropped.
Okay. Well, we know our time is up. Thank you so much. By the way, Pastor Nathan is a wonderful family friend of ours. He's also been the conference coordinator for the Fresh Aroma meetings for some time now, also one of the founders of this blog talk, our radio. Man of God, we appreciate you. Thank you for this media opportunity. Again, friends, listeners, partners, we are inviting you to come. It's not too late. We've actually had a lot of calls of people saying, I just got time off of work, I'm coming. And we have people, Pastor Nathan and Apostle Kunda and Apostle Helen, they're coming from California, from Boston, from Houston, Delaware, Kansas, New York. So it's quite a lot of people. And we just thank God. And these are people who have been touched by our ministry over the years. Some have heard, and, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is just drawing them. So those of you who have tuned in, we start this Thursday, April the 14th, 7 p.m. Friday, we have three sessions, morning, 9 a.m., afternoon, 2 p.m., 7 p.m., and then Saturday, of course, is the breakfast. Please do register on our website, fresharomaministry.org. Afternoon, 2 p.m. again, Saturday, 6 p.m. Sunday morning, go to your local churches and join us again at 5. But don't miss any session. As you have heard, the servants of God share their hearts tonight. There will be a prophetic release, apostolic impartation. The heavens are open. We are ready. God is ready. Are you ready for God to do one? God bless
you. Thank you, Prophetess Mwaka. Thank you to our guests, Apostle Helen, Apostle Kunda, and Bishop Banda. We'll see you all on Thursday night. Have a wonderful evening.
God bless.
Thank you.